From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 944th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Porter Wagoner.
Dollface, can't erase your dollface. You're constantly in my dreams. It seems I'm in love with you. You're constantly on my mind. I find I'm in love with you. In my daydream, in my sleep, in my secret heart, away down deep, I keep your doll face. Can't erase your doll face. I hope we will never part. Sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
Thank you, folks, and we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Grand Ole Opry.
Featuring tonight, Rob Brassfield, the Old Hickory Singers, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Right, Grant, and our special guest tonight is the dot recording star, Mac Wiseman. The Old Hickory Singers kind of keep the ball bouncing right now with one titled The Little Green Valley.
I see a candlelight down in the little green valley, where morning glory vines are twining round the door. Oh, how I wish I was there again down in the little green valley, for then my homesick heart would trouble me no more. There's only one thing ever gives me consolation, and that's a dream that I'll be going back someday. And every night down upon my knees I pray the Lord please take me back to that little old green valley far away. Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. There's where my heart is turning ever. There's where the old folks stay. There's only one thing ever gives me consolation, and that's a dream that I'll be going back someday. And every night down upon my knees I pray the Lord please take me back to that little old green valley far away.
Thank you, men. And right now let's give a real red-letter welcome for one of Grand Ole Opry's real friends. And one of Dot Records' top stars, here's Mac Wiseman!
Thank you. Thank you, Porter. It's always real great to be back visiting with the Grand Ole Opry gang.
Mac, we're mighty glad to have you with us tonight, too. And by the way, are you staying over for the National Country Music Disc Jockey Festival, which is held here, of course, in Nashville next Friday and Saturday night?
Oh, by all means. Been looking forward to this ever since last year, and from all indications, it's going to be bigger and better this year, huh?
It sure is, Mac. And by the way, I heard you kind of rehearsing up on one of my favorite songs a while ago. How about doing it for me?
Thank you, Porter. Here's an old tune that we have used for a theme song for quite some time. It's our latest release on a Dot record, "'Tis Sweet to be Remembered."
It's sweet to be remembered.
remember, remember, is we to be remembered when you are far away. As I travel o'er this world just to soothe my roving mind, and a message is I get from a dear one left behind. They were filled with sweetest words that so touched me when I heard. Never, oh, never can I forget these awesome things that she'd say. It's sweet to be remembered on a bright or gloomy day. It's sweet to be remembered by a dear one far away. It's sweet to be remembered, remembered, remembered. It's sweet to be remembered when you are far away.
Grant, could we disturb you for just a minute?
Sure, Porter. I was just jotting a note off to the president.
Oh, well, now that's nice.
No, really. I just wanted to be sure that when we send our first rocket crew to the moon, that all the fellas take along enough Prince Albert smoking tobacco, because it's clear out of this world. It's a small joke there.
Well, you just have your fun. But all kidding aside, whether you're sticking around down here or heading for the moon, every time you pack your pipe with fine, tasty Prince Albert, you're sure heading for smoking comfort. Nothing beats PA for rich, natural taste, freshness, a comfortable smoke. Pack your next pipe with Crimp Cut PA and enjoy a lazy, long-burning, comfortable pipe full.
And you Macon's men, you'll find Crimp Cut Prince Albert with OCB paper is a joy to roll, a joy to smoke.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or Macon man, enjoy PA's natural tobacco taste and all the smoke and comfort a man could ask for. You'll see why we say PA is the national joy smoke. Prince Albert. Time at the Grand Ole Opry, and all the fellas and gals are paired up to cut a fine caper to the tune of Sally Gooden.
Oh, hands up and circle, let 'em dance, little Joe, and play yourself to the right and swing to the left. Hard dance is better than night. Lay down, ladies, get on so, and lay down, Jim, and Jim don't go. Hands up, four, and circle, little Joe, dance, little Joe, and dance for yourself. Swing more and swing tall, and swing a little girl from Arkansas. Oh, promenade one time. All hands up and circle to the left. Red way back and sway one time. You're on your left, on your right, and you're good and stand up. Swing your gal and promenade. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. I'll be waiting at the gate. Swing your left, your right, and you're good. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. Come on in. Our vengeance. Wait.
Folks everywhere draw a lot of comfort from sacred songs and the thoughts in them. That's why we've picked this song tonight. One called How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. We hope you like it.
Of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven. so sweetly are singing. Up there by the beautiful sea, sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be.
Must be.
Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Thank you, folks. Just back from a big week in New York, our favorite guitar man. So let's have a fine welcome for Chet Atkins doing Portuguese Washerwoman.
Mighty fine, Chet. Thank you. Now here's the fellow who acts like a spaceship just landed in his backyard, but don't you believe it, because he's always this goofy, Rod Bransfield.
Well, that's pretty, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Howdy, Mr. Porter.
Well, hello, Rodney.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Well, good to see you.
I'm happy tonight, boy. I'm
right?
Telling you, I just cured myself of the 7-year itch.
Well, that's fine, Rod. How'd you do it?
Huh?
How'd you do it?
Oh, I just started from scratch.
Oh.
Boy, that just kills me to pull one like that.
Rod, why don't you give your brain back to the moron you stole it from?
Well, I'll declare I didn't know you'd missed it.
Oh, shut up. Say, tell me, hey, Rodney, how's your little brother Buford doing?
Oh, Buford, he's just fine, Porter. I took him to church with me last Sunday.
Yeah?
And after the sermon was over and the church was all over, I asked Buford how he enjoyed it.
Yeah?
And he said he liked it. He liked the singing and the music very much, but the commercial was too long. That Buford is a smart little boy, you know it?
Yeah.
He started to school this year, see? It's his first year, and I went with him the first day to get him started off right, you know.
Yeah.
And he took his teacher a great big red apple. and give it to her, and she hugged and kissed him. Yeah, hugged and kissed him. Next morning, I got ready to go with him again. He says, "Where are you going, Rod?" I says, "I'm going to school with you again today, Buford." He says, "Well, I know, but what are you going to do with that watermelon?" Woo! Porter, I was helping him with his lessons the other night there at home, you know.
Yeah.
And I was helping him with his arithmetic, see?
Yeah.
And I says to him, I says, "Buford, if you had $2 and your daddy, Paul, give you two more dollars, what would you have?" He says, "A spasm." I says, "Look, Buford, you don't understand. If you had 2 green apples and I give you 2 more green apples, what would you have?" He says, "The stomach ache." I says, "Well, let's just never mind the arithmetic. Let's see about your English." I says, "Now, you make me a sentence and use the word bitter end."
Bitter end.
Bitter end. He says, "All right. Our old cat run under the house and our old dog bitter end."
Oh, Rodney. Hey, how's your girlfriend Susie these
days? Oh, that Susie, that little old sweet sugar booger, she gets sweeter every day.
Yeah.
I didn't love her so much, I'll tell you the truth. Yeah, you know something? She had a birthday last week, and I was going to buy her one of these here fine bottles of this here high-powered perfume, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't get it for her because I like the way she smells now. I love that Susie, I'm telling you the truth, boy.
Hey, I haven't heard you say much about Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sap lately. How are they doing?
By the way, I had a letter from them today, Porter. I'll read it to you here. They're doing just fine. Uncle Sipe says here in his letter, he says, "Dear Nephew Rodney, me and Aunt Sap are sending you a new overcoat for Christmas. It was too heavy to go by parcel post, so I had to cut off the buttons. You will find them in the right-hand coat pocket." He says, here says, "Sally Briggs, that's our next door neighbor, got run over by a car yesterday. It bruised her somewhat and injured her otherwise." "Your Aunt Sap had an accident too. She was loading the old shotgun and swallowed a whole handful of buckshot. It didn't hurt her much, but she rattles when she walks. I took her to see Dr. Tubbs, and he examined her and just put a cap on her and give her a powder and says, just don't point her at anybody." "Says, our orchard ain't doing no good this year. The apples are all full of worms. Hoping you are the same, your Uncle Si." And Uncle Sipe's a myth. Hey, Porter, I got to go now, but before I go, could I say a little squirt of poetry I wrote this morning early?
One you wrote yourself?
Yeah.
Sure, Rod. Go
All right, here it is. "There was a young lady named Ginther who married a man in the winter. The man's name was Wood, and now as they should, the woods have a cute little splinter." Hey, Mr. Porter, I got to run now. I got to go and buy my Christmas present for Uncle Si.
Why, it's only November. Why so early, Rod? What is you stocking up for Uncle Si?
Why, it's Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You know how Uncle Si loves to roll his own.
I know, but, Rod, there'll be enough PA to go around.
Well, I know, but I just want to be sure. It would be the biggest disappointment of Uncle Sipe's life if he didn't have enough good PA and OCB papers to settle down and roll himself a smooth-smoking cigarette. He loves that rich, natural Prince Albert taste.
Well, so do all making men, Rod, and so do Prince Albert pipe smokers. Making men are pipe smokers. All fellas just enjoy the fresh, rich, natural taste of PA, and they love that Prince Albert comfort.
I know it. That's why I'm getting Prince Albert tonight.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow. P.A.
By golly, I think it's high time for another visit from Mac Wiseman. How about it, folks? Yes, sir. Mac, how about another one of your fine dot recordings, buddy?
Thank you, Porter. Thank you very much. Let's turn the do the number on the flip side of that to Sweet to be Remembered. I'll still write your name in the sand. It's been many years since we were childhood sweethearts. Blissful days that I'll never forget. And you know I still love you, little darling. Though the years bring me only regret. Oh, I love you, my darling, I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand. Through the long, lonely years I have loved you. And I've waited, but only in vain. Now I know that I've lost you, my darling. But I'll still sing the same old refrain. Oh, I love you, my darling, I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand. Oh, yeah. I love you, my darling, I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand.
Mac Wiseman, and it sure has been a pleasure to have you with us here at the Opry, Mac. Thanks a whole lot. Here's somebody else that we always enjoy, the queen of the country piano, Miss Dale Wood, and she's doing the Maggie Blues. Miss Dale Wood, and a wonderful job. We like to do the other side of our brand new Victor recording. We did one side opening the show, Doll Face, and this is the ballad side of the record. I hope you will enjoy. Kind of a pretty song titled Your Love. Look in my eyes, let me see your love. Give me your hand, let me feel your love. With you in my arms, your breath on my cheek, and your kiss on my lips, ooh, I can
feel your love. Whisper to me, let me hear your love. Stay near to me, let me feel your love.
I don't know why, guess I would die if I ever lost you.
Ooh, I can feel your love.
Sometimes I'm weak, a new thrill I see. Must be the devil in me. Please understand, let me feel your
folks have enjoyed our Grand Ole Opry tonight, and we want you to be sure and make plans to be with us next weekend for the big celebration, the big disc jockey convention. We'll be looking for you to be here. Up in the driver's seat will be Texas troubadour himself, Ernest Tubb. And Ernie's special guests are the Everly Brothers. We'll come calling in an extra big buckboard because next week, like we say, we'll be welcome more than 2,000 country music disc jockeys coming to Nashville for their National Country Music Disc Jockey Convention. So until then, this will be Porter Wagner saying thanks a million for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
And why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.